ध्यानस्य ज्ञानशलाकयश्चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वाणिकाल्पतरुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಸದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಅಂಗಶ್ಯಾಮಲೆ ಶತಾಭಿರಮಿತೋ ಮಂದಿರೋದರಂ ರಾಧಾಸ್ಕಂದೇಶಿ
Today
Dheer Sameer.
We visited Dheer Sameer. Today, 8th day of our parikram was completed successfully without any troubles. Today, we read Dheer Sameer, Vansivat,
Rasasthali,
Jamnapuli,
Govindadev,
Bankhandi Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, all these places we visited today. Now the Vaishnavas will describe about these places. Dheer Sameer, what did you discuss? You spoke, he is asking Rasanand Prabhu. Vishnu Devat Maharaj spoke.
Prajnath can tell the history of
Prajnath Prabhu about Dheer Sameer.
Ajnana Chimarandasya Janandana Salakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha ಪಂಚಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯ ಕೃಪಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಪತಿತಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. I can tell in brief, as you heard this morning, and I'm not really qualified, like all the great devotees who are leading the parikrama. I am situated in Mishra Sattva, always identifying with this world, this body. But what I have heard from Srila Gurudev, I will try to repeat that. So Dheer Sameer is very near Yamuna. There also we went to Bamsi Bhat. So Ras Lila is always taking place there. Ras Lila is the highest, transcendental, loving exchange between Sri Krishna and his most beloved gopis. Very far away from the conditioned living entity. But we are going there under the guidance of Srila Gurudev and senior Vaishnavas to receive the mercy of this great transcendental land of Vrajabhumi. Visiting all these pastime places, surely we will have very profound impressions which will help us in this life to very easily fix our aim and object, which is to want
enter these transcendental pastimes.
Light is gone.
Causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. So in Dira Salira, transcendental Rasula always taking place. The
fragrance, the air, the breeze there is so astonished, so overwhelmed by the Ras Lila of Sri Krishna and his gopis that it comes to a complete standstill. Yeah? It becomes completely captivated and eternally witnesses this pastime. So the pastime place was established again at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his dearmost associate, Gauridas Pandit. Sri Gauridas Pandit was the younger brother of the father of the two wives of Lord Nityananda. And Sri Gauridas Pandit, he did bhajan here at the end of his manifest pastimes in this world, and also his Samadhi Mandir is here in Dira Samira. Nowadays, the deity that is worshipped there is the beloved deity of Sri Gauridas Pandit, Rai Ras, Rasa Ras Rai, or what is the name? Maharaj. The deity was worshipped by Gauridas Pandit?
Shamrai.
Then also, Sri Jayadev Goswami has composed in Gita Govinda a very beautiful song about Dira Samira, which I cannot remember, but it is there.
Dira Samira, Yamuna Tire, Basat Vane, Vanamadi.
Then one of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dear associate, Prakreshwar Pandit, he had disciple Sri Guru Goswami, Gopal Goswami, Gopal Guru, also known as Gopal Guru. At the end of his life, in this world, feeling so much separation from his beloved Ishtadev, he went into unmanifest pastimes out of feeling of deep, deep separation. At that time, his beloved disciple, Sri Jana Chanda Prabhu, he was facing some difficulty in Purimat Radhakanta of the officials. They were giving him serious problems. At that time, he did not know what to do. Then in dream,
anyone told him
that your Guru Maharaj, at present, he is
not Guru, Guru of Guru.
Param Guru.
Sankreshwar Pandit is there. I have seen him.
Gopal Guru.
In that kunj.
Gopal Guru is there. In that kunj.
Mano. Bakreshwar Pandit. Bakreshwar Pandit is there. Bakreshwar Pandit to Khane Chilen. Unake dekhe Gopal Guru ro Guru Bakreshwar Pandit. তাহাকে কোন ব্যক্তি দেখে কি যে ওখানে আছে
he's saying somebody
তাহাকে বলল
that Vakrashar Pandit was there,
that
your guru's guru I have seen in that place, you go to that place, all your problems will be solved.
He told that you should go there Bakrishna Pandita, I have seen him and he will solve all your problems. And then he went and he saw that Bakrishna Pandita is there and he chanting name, tears coming so much, hair standing. And then he fell down on his feet and told, "Oh Prabhu, we are very anyasi. Please come to Jagannath and solve all this. Oh, don't worry, I will not go there. I am doing heaven here. But your all problems will be solved." Then he returned back. And all.
Gaur Prayamananda.
Puri Maharaj is speaking now. Today, our traveling all the holy places of Vrindavan by the mercy of Gurudev, the worshipable deity of Vrindavan, the Gauri Sampradaya's main original worshipable deity, Govindev, we had darshan of that deity today. This Govindev, Krishna's son, Sambha's son, Vajranath, he established many deities in Braj, and he manifested many deities. As time passed, then some Mlechas attacked the holy places, holy temples of Vrindavan, and many deities got scattered or hidden in some places. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and other Goswami were ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all the ancient holy places and the hidden holy places and hidden deities, you must establish the glory of Vrindavan. By this order of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, he was meditating on Rupa. Rupa Goswami was meditating on Govindev ji, and he has written many books, as we know, about Madhurya Ras. And also used to perform the parikrama Rajmandal. Remembering the instruction of Mahaprabhu all the time, how Govindev, he used to cry like this. One time when he was performing parikram, on the time of parikrama, he saw under a one tree, he was remembering Govindev ji and he was crying out loudly. After some time, a small child, he began to question him, "Oh Baba, why do you cry here? Why do you cry?" First of all, he is a small child. He did not answer him, but later on he told him everything. Then the child, small child said, Baba, there is some very astonishing incident taking place here. I will show you. In Gomati, one Gomati Tila, a small hillock by name of Gomati, there is one cow coming in every day in the morning, and it is from its udders, milk is flowing on this place whenever it reaches this place. Then he is speaking this, he disappeared, the small child. All the Vrajavasis, were called, and then they removed the dust or the soil covering this deity. When they opened it up, where this milk was flowing from the udders of the cow, they found the deity of Govindadevi. The Gaudiya Sampradaya has three, Govindadev, Madan Mohan and Gopinath ji. And here he manifested this deity of Govindadev ji, and he found this deity and established this deity in that very place where he had found this deity. Then he established its
Raghunath Bhattra Goswami
worship there. Raghunath Das Goswami and other Shat Goswamis, their disciples, Maharaja Man Singh, King Man
Singh,
he established a seven-storied temple there at that very place, which could be seen. The top of the story was a lamp was lit, and from Agra or Delhi, this could be seen, this lamp. And from Agra, one day they saw that how there is a big effulgence coming from the direction of this Vrindavan on the top of this. And they are saying, Nasim said that how this temple is higher than our highest mosque. So this present deity Govindadevi actually is in, because the Muslims attacked, it was taken away to Jaipur. Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Damodar, Radha Damodar, etc., Gokulanand, all the deities were taken away to Jaipur. They are being served there. They are accepting the by the priests over there in Jaipur. Rupa Goswami Pad, he wrote a very beautiful shlok regarding Govindadev ji, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur also created one Bengali kirtan. He says these words:
Bandhu sange jodi tabo ranga parihas, thakeo bilas, thakeo bilas. Kothay na Mathura e kesi tirtho ghater sakar. Jodi
if you want to have darshan of Govindadev ji, if you want to perform some rang vilas, some pastimes with Govindadev ji, then you should go to the banks of River Yamuna. He is Govindadev, he is Hari. Tribhang form he is standing. He has a flute on his lips, a slight smile on his lips, and a flute on his lips. And he is Hari, that's why he is capturing all your heart, mind, soul, and earth, everything he is capturing.
নিজের মধ্যে গ্রহণ করে নিজের সেবায় নিযুক্ত করে সুতরাং সেই গোবিন্দ পিত্র
উনি আপনি মনোরম অ্যাপয়েন্ট ইউ ইন হিজ ওন সার্ভিস সো দিস ইজ এ অ্যাস্টনিশিং ফিচার অফ গোবিন্দদেব জি
Or
will have the darshan of Govindadev ji. If you have desire to live in the material world, then don't go to this world. Don't go to this place where Govindadev ji is residing. Don't go to have the darshan of this deity. Why? Because as soon as you have the darshan of this deity, then you will not be going back to your household life. This is the glory of the Govindadev ji. Now Rupa Goswami, be merciful on us and let's have spurti of all those pastimes what Govindadev ji has performed. Kirtan.
আজীবন্ধুর সঙ্গে যদি তব সঙ্গ পরিহাস, বন্ধুর সঙ্গে যদি মোর সঙ্গে যদি তব রঙ্গ পরিহাস, থাকে অভিলাষ থাকে অভিলাষ থাকে অভিলাষ থাকে অভিলাষ। being careful. Rupa Goswami is telling, don't come in Mathura Mandal. But anyhow, if you have come to Mathura, then don't come in Vrindavan. Oh, anyhow you have come to Vrindavan, then don't go to Keshi Tirtha, Keshi Ghat. Be careful, oh, if anyhow you have come to Keshi Ghat, then nearby there is a Govinda temple. Don't go there. If you go, your all enjoyment of all your wife, son, daughter, family, life will be spoiled forever. Surely. Don't believe this crooked Krishna. His eyes is crooked, his sight is crooked, his everything is crooked, his gopis are crooked, his mother is crooked, his dham is crooked, his dear Jamuna is crooked, everything. Don't believe. If you go and take darshan, you cannot, you will never return to your home. Not Santa. Oh, then your return ticket will be lost. His crooked sight, crooked glance, so it will penetrate in your heart. And just that, you will give up your house, everything, as playing on flute, more powerful. So don't go to Vrindavan and take lesson of Govinda. Be careful, otherwise your everything will be destroyed. Rupa Goswami has told that if you want to have a bhakta, you should want to be a bhakta. Oh, surely you go to Vrindavan and take darshan of Govinda. Perhaps you have taken darshan of Govinda Dev? Oh no, that Govinda Dev has gone to heaven. His Pratibhu Vigraha is there. No harm, but you have taken darshan. Also, Jayadeva Goswami for Bhik Sami, he has written in his Gita Govinda, Dhir Samire, Yamuna Dhire, Pasat Mane, Paiwati. In Bhik Sami, when air also stopped by seeing Ras, no movement at all. At that time, he was looking, stopping his so he, where it is, his Sami, Jayadeva, what he has told in his poetry, that Kunji is there in his Sami. You should sing that song. You are lucky to hear all these things and to go and take darshan of Govinda ji and of Bhik Sami, Gopishwar Mahadev especially.
Muni Maharaj is going to sing Dhir Samir.
रतिपत्र्याशादिता सिद्धयंस्तस्मिन्नेव निकुञ्जमन्मथमहातिथे पुनर्माधव ध्यायन् स्त्वां मनीषजपन्नपि तवेव मन्त्राबली भूयस्त्वात्कुचकुम्भनिर्भर परिरम्मा मृतमुपाशति धीरशमीरे जमुना बसति बने
Oh,
naam sameta. Krita sanketam
Oh,
रति सुख सारे, रति सुख सारे, कदम अधिकारे मद राम दो हर वेशा, रति सुख सारे कदम अधिकारे श्री जय देव 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 गीत हरि
simple. If and if you want to, you have desire to know the pastimes of Krishna, then Jayadev ji is saying you should read this, my Padavali, this poetry. Listen. And really Jayadev
is
in this poetry, Geet Govind Mahaprabhuji used to hear and he used to become so much absorbed in deep, deep emotion. This kirtan which he sang just now, this is so deep, these moods, that in assembly it cannot be told. This, it is so deep, these emotions. But to enter into the rasa, it is very important to know all these things. That's why I have defined Geet Govind, and I have published that book, Geet Govind. If you want to need to know more, you want to simplify your heart, that your heart should be, you should become qualified. Without qualification, don't touch it.
We Gopeshwar Mahadev ke yahan gaye the.
Also went to Gopeshwar Mahadev for darshan.
Vrindavan mein pravesh ke liye.
In Vrindavan, when for entrance into Vrindavan,
till
Gopeshwar Mahadev's order, his mercy is not there. Nobody can enter. Krishna and Gopis, he has given this boon to Shankarji. Now Tirtha Maharaj, in brief, he will tell some glories of Gopeshwar Mahadev. First of all, offer my respects to Nimra, which is to my Gurudev. That is Lotus Feet. And thereafter, all the respected gentlemen and ladies present here, I also offer my appropriate respects. In the morning, early today, performing our Vrindavan Parikram, and within Vrindavan, we visited Dheerthami, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Banshivat, Govindadev, etc. places we visited, and the deities present there, we had darshan of, and we spoke Harikatha in those places also. Now, by the order of Gurudev, again, to one of those sathas, Gopeshwar Mahadev and Bansibhat, to speak a little about them. Just now, you heard
Dheer Samire, Yamuna Tire, Vasati
Vanmali.
Vanmali
Shri Krishna, although he is present in Bansibhat under the Bansibhat tree, he is thinking in his heart that to taste the bhav, deep emotions in Gopi's heart, this is very wonderful atmosphere present here. Everything is present here simultaneously from south, very beautiful Malay breeze. Although there are so many, it's going towards the north, towards the Himalayas, and wants to take bath in the snow peak mountains there. Maybe it will become cool, but when it comes to Vrindavan, in the cool waters of Yamuna River, as soon as it hears the wonderful fruit sound of Krishna, this breeze cannot blow any longer. It becomes dheer, still, stationary. That's why dheer samire. Now it's
crying
very softly. Krishna is seeing that the king of all the weathers,
Vasant,
spring is present here. All the flowers which are blossoming usually in summer, but here the day, lotus flower which is blossoming day, it is blossoming at night. All the flowers of other weathers are blossoming now in this Sharad, in autumn weather. Shri Krishna began to think, he also developed a desire that I want to taste this rasa. At this moment, in the east direction, the
moon,
complete in its 16
उनकी लालिमा से समस्त दिशाएं
लाल
वर्ण हो गया
है,
चारों ओर अरुण
वर्ण
गुलाल से भर गया और चंद्र की जो गुलाई है बिंब गुलाल
The color of why we should celebrate Holi festival. Now Krishna is thanking and meditating on Radha Ji. He is remembering Radha Ji that her face is also just like this moon, roundish, and is also reddish, just like the hue of this eastern direction. Because she is Mahabhava personified, embodiment of Mahabhava. To taste that Mahabhava, he developed this desire. Along with that, all the Braj Gopis that there are, Sadhan Siddha, all the Braj Gopis that there are, their desire also to meet Krishna. Krishna has given his word that in Sharadiya Ras, I will fulfill everyone's desire.
तो सब को राधा रस में सिंचित करना है और उनके भाव रस का आस्वादन करना है, तो इसलिए रमान राम नवरत्न राम समस्त ब्रज गोपिया
ऐसे ऊपर करके सुंदर they are beautiful more than the other each of every gopi now remembering those gopis
jo kalam paam dusham manoharam jo ki unhone vansh par gayan kiya
with song which he played
he
played the beej mantra seed mantra
cling us mantra se sabhi aakarshit ho kar ke
everyone became attracted with this beej song and all of them assembled there, attracted by this song. Not one, two, 20, 100, 1,000 million. All the universes that there are, all the Braj Gopis from all over the universes, they have assembled within a fraction of a second, they reached this place. Now everybody is surrounding him from all directions. Gopi, when he sees Gopis, Krishna is beginning to joke and speak with them. स्वागतम महाभाव वेलकम ओ मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट
ओ ब्रज गोपी आप लोग कभी घर से बाहर
नहीं निकले यू कम आउट ऑफ द होम
Now,
from so far away, you have ran to this place. Is there some calamity befallen on bridge? What is the trouble that you are welcome? Did you have some trouble reaching here? Looks like in bridge there is some calamity has befallen on bridge. That's why you come in so many great numbers. Please order me. What can I? How can I serve you? If there is some trouble, I will try to solve it. If something else, please tell me. Gopis are looking at each other. What he is speaking?
Question in eyes.
They are asking. Again he is asking. Oh, Braj Gopis. In this dark, deep night, there are different types of violent animals, birds, such delicate girls, ladies as you. It's not fit a fit place to reside for you. Go back to your home. Oh, Gopis,
it's a beautiful night
with full moon. Everybody, all the animals, they have forgotten any violent character that they have or remain here. Again, he's saying, oh, Gopis, listen, try to understand one thing, that this world, what is it
like?
Very sweet.
And attracting each other.
And in this attraction, everybody becomes bewildered.
And in this moment, they forget.
They can sacrifice their life, their soul, their wealth, whatever that they have. This you have given for your life and the end, what is it? It is just criticism. You are getting criticism or violence. All this enmity. Only this you get in the end of your life.
In this
world, nothing you get. Whatever you do good for others, only you get bad. As you said, only you get criticism. A little mistake you do, so much you can be hit or chastised. But in Bhagavan's kingdom, maybe a person may be very sinful, may be very big offender. If suppose he comes to Bhagavan, takes his shelter, then Bhagavan accepts him, he lifts him up. Oh Gopis, that is why. Now again he is speaking in joking ways. Oh Gopis, maybe you should return home. Otherwise your father, mother, mother-in-law, the elderly son, husband, maybe they will search for you and come here. It's not proper for you to stay here. And then this is your duty. Serve them. This is the paramdham, the supreme duty of a wife or a lady. Oh, gopis, one thing more. There is one husband for the body, one husband is for the soul. This bodily relationship in which you have a husband of this body, and that very different from one which is the husband of the soul. But I am Krishna, the husband of the soul. I am Shikesh, the master of the senses, who perform bhakti towards me, and performing bhakti towards me, who consider me beloved. They are attached to this world, just out of
course.
But leaving me, this is my husband, that is my husband, they are absorbed in worldly relationships. This wife and husband relationship, this is my house, this is my son. They are absorbed in material household relationships. What is the relationship between a wife and husband? Just satisfaction of the lust.
Very, very
low emotion.
There is no Krishna aradhana.
This is absolutely adharma, against religious principles.
A wife
who has relationship with somebody else other than her husband, she is very fallen person and she is very irreligious, very improper. Maybe whatever husband a lady gets, poor, distressed, sick or whatever, handicapped, anywhere, the wife should remain with her husband. Again, Bhagavan is speaking, oh Gopis, return home. You hear my katha, chant my kirtan, remember me, think about me, whatever, you will be very close to me in this way. Like this, physically close to me will not bring much pleasure. Like this he is speaking, and this Rasra Shyam Sundar, Rasvilasi, who takes this rasa, he is speaking this contradictory words to gopis. Now they are 1,000 million. 16,000 are their groups. Now the 16,000 groups of the gopis, there are all different types of definitions. They are mugdha, pragalva, dhira, adhira, dhira, dhira. All types of gopis are present there. All the gopis now they are speaking according to their moods. They are saying, madhya mugdha, they are saying, hey Krishna, oh Prana, protect just like Narayan accepts one who has come taken his shelter. You also accept us in your shelter. And they said such words. Mukta, they said, now Madhya. They are now further, they are speaking, oh Guru Thakur, you are our instructor. You have given us such high instructions. Now whom we should worship first?
Guru.
Then Bhagavan. Then all the households, we are absorbed in house. Is there any day when we don't cook for our household members?
We are serving.
Let's first worship Guru and Bhagwan, then we will do something else. Now the gopis are speaking such words. Somebody is saying, oh Guru Thakur, now you have given us such high instructions. Now tell us, Pranapati, Dehapati, you have told us how we should serve the husband of this body or husband of this soul. The bodily relationship will finish. When I will die, he will burn this body. Now there is no relationship, no prem with him. Now this husband of the soul, if he establishes relationship with you, then what is the fault in this? But like this, the gopis are speaking, oh Shyam Sundar, stolen our heart and soul, our senses have been stolen. How can we walk? Our feet are not ready to walk. If you give strength in our feet, then if you return our life to the senses, then we can start walking. If you have stolen everything, what can we do? We are helpless. Like these gopis are speaking. In the end they said, oh Shyam Sundar, we don't want to accept us. In your separation, we will leave our body and
you perform
your pastimes alone in this solitary place. Then he caught the Braj Gopis by the hand and performed his pastime. Ras, what means ras?
Ras means
tasting the ras. To taste the pleasures of the body and the pleasures of the emotions is not one and the same thing. He wants to taste the bhav, the emotions, even the, when the bhakti becomes stationary, stagnant, that time, sattvic, sanchari, and vyabhichari, and other types of bhav that there are, the astonishing facts in that, he wants, that is called rasa.
Bhagavan
wants to taste that mood, emotion, desiring deep in the heart of the devotees. That's what is called bhakti ras. All the Braj Gopis where they are present, he wants to taste their moods, emotions simultaneously. This is called rasa lila. When Krishna is performing such rasa dance, there Mahadev ji,
when he is
very eager to have darshan of this rasa lila, and he said to Parmasi Devi, oh Parmasi Devi, I want to have darshan of rasa lila. How is it possible? Please tell me some method, some way. Go and take bath in Brahmakund. He took bath there, came back, and when he came up, Mahadev ji is no longer Mahadev. He has become a gopi.
She is wearing a sari,
and Parmasi ji is very happy, and now very beautiful she is decorated. Stay here, when the rasa dance will be performed, you will see this rasa dance. And the rasa dance has been performed, this song and dance has been played, Krishna is saying, Somehow I am not enjoying today. Somebody from outside has come, find out. Now the gopis are searching all around. They have never seen such gopis. They have never seen, never heard of such a gopi. Caught her by the hand. What is your name? Where have you come from? Which is your village? Who is your husband? Who is your father-in-law, mother-in-law? And so many questions they are asking. But Parmasi ji had not taught all these answers to all these things. Only she had told that you can go, wear the sari and go. Now all these answers she doesn't have, and now he can answer. He cannot even say. Immediately they gave one slap on left, one two three slaps on the right cheek. Mahadev ji began to cry, and he began to Parmasi ji drag him away from this place. Don't he shunted me. He just wanted to have darshan of your past, that's why I made him into a gopi. That time, she took her to Krishna.
This gopi, Parmasi
is saying, see,
and
Krishna is smiling, he is saying, oh gopis, be merciful, please be happy with him. So that he can see your leela. This is our responsibility that we should give this mercy. You know this, what to do. Krishna then,
he
made her sit in Ishan Khan, southeast direction,
and
I respect you, your moves, your desire. Please sit in this Ishan Khan. Whoever is qualified to enter into my pastimes, test his qualification and let him have entrance. That's why Yoga Maya is sitting at the ticket counter. You have to give these distributed tickets. Who has to come, who has not to come, you have to decide. Like this, she is sitting at the ticket counter. Some gopis are coming, some gopis cannot come. They cannot. Afterwards, you will get this entrance ticket. When they are very eager, very deep desire they have to entrance, now you can go. because they have developed a very deep desire now. So now Yogamaya is distributing the entrance ticket, and as the gatekeeper, Gopeshwar Mahadev is sitting at the doorstep. Like this, in the sandstone, Gopeshwar Mahadev, who is sitting, who is saying,
Vrindavanapari Pate Jayaso Mamauli Sanat Sanandana Sanatana Naradetya Gopi Sarapraja Vilas Yugandri Padme Prema Praja Chanirupadhi Namo Namaste Vrindavan Avalipate Jayasoma Maule Vrindavan Avalipate Soma Mauli Chandra Mauli Sir Sri Chandraji Mahadevji Jayukta Ho
Vrindavan Avalipate
Jayasoma Maule He Sanat Sanandana Sanatana
Naradetya
He Mahadevji
He Gopeshwar
Yogi Sanat Sanandana Naradrishi Naradrishi
etc. You are worshipping them also.
O
Gopeshwar.
The
divine couple's lotus feet
give
bhakti towards those lotus feet. I offer my respect many, many times at the lotus feet. One circle path.
ज्ञानमिदानस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. Srimad Girtha Maharaj explained very nicely the pastime art Vamshi Bhat. So Sri Krishna, he actually saw that on the eastern horizon the moon was rising, and seeing this beautiful moon, and moon was actually shedding the red light, actually the pink rays of the moon, and unbroken disk of the moon appeared like the round face, Mukhamandal of Srimati Radhika. So seeing this beautiful moon, and which resembled Srimati Radhika's face, Sri Krishna desired to perform the Rasa Leela. So therefore, Sri Krishna, he played actually the flute song, and in that he uttered the Klim Bija, Kama Bija. Hearing that flute song, all the gopis, they actually came running to that place, to the Vamshi Bhat. When they came running to Vamshi Bhat, Krishna asked them, that why you have come? You are the chaste woman, and you should follow the Loka Dharma, you should follow the traditions, family traditions, and you are from chaste families, respectable aristocratic families. So therefore, why you have come here in the dead of night? And this night is very dangerous. Also, it may be that there are some wild animals, ferocious animals, who may be here, and they may cause disturbance to you. Also, you are married to your husband. So woman should not forsake her husband even if he is lame, blind, or
poor.
Any condition, poor, one should not, a chaste woman should never abandon her husband. So in this way he began to joke with the gopis. So that time the gopis told that you actually called us, there are many, actually 10 billion gopis came there, but among the 10 billion gopis there were 16,000 different groups. So there were Mugdha and other types of gopis. So some Mukta gopis told that actually you called us, so therefore we have come here. So in this way the gopis told that because of attracted to your flute song, we have come here. So in this way, this Rasa Leela pastime is the crest jewel of all the pastimes. Now Shankarji, he has actually desired, he was in Kailash and he wants to see this Rasa Leela pastime. So therefore, he wants to enter into Vrindavan. But on the Vrindavan gate, he was stopped by the Paricharika gopis, the guardian gopis, they stopped him. And but Shankar is not very easy to pacify. So immediately he approached, he began to perform austerities to pacify or to actually satisfy, propitiate Purnamasi Devi. And Purnamasi Devi was pleased with Yoga Maya. Purnamasi Devi was pleased with him and said, "What is your desire?" Shankarji said that I want to see the Rasa Leela. And Purnamasi Devi said, she grabbed his hand and dipped him in the Brahma Kunda. When Shankarji was dipped in the Brahma Kunda, he emerged out of it as a gopi. And then Purnamasi Devi told him, now you should sit in the northeast Kunja of Rasa Leela and you should watch this Rasa Leela. So Shankarji sat there, but that day Krishna told and gopis told that today I am not experiencing happiness in the Rasa Leela. So it seems that some vijatiya person, some person with incompatible mood has entered our Rasa Leela. So the gopis began to search the entire kunja and they saw that Shankarji was sitting in the corner there in the form of Gopishwar. He was in the form of a gopi. So gopis inquired from him, inquired from her that, "Oh, what is your name? What's your name? What village you belong to? Who's your mother? Who's your father? Who's your husband? What is the name of your in-laws?" So many questions they asked from her, but Gopishwar could not reply because Purnamasi Devi had not described his identity to him. So therefore, all the gopis became angry and they began to punch him. And his cheeks, her cheeks actually became full like reddish. So that time, Gopishwar began to weep. So that time Purnamasi appeared there and she told Sri Krishna that she is the recipient of my mercy. So therefore, she is actually Shankar Bholana. So you should give some mercy to her. So then Krishna, he told the gopis that you should give your mercy. And then it was decided that Shankarji will guard the northeast corner, Ishan court of Rasa Leela Mandal, and he will prohibit unqualified persons from entering into Rasa Leela, and he will grant entry to the persons who have been qualified and have taken shelter of Rasik Vaishnava like our Gurudev to enter into Rasa Leela. Panchakalpatra Vaishnava.
Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
Brahma is telling. Brahma ji kah rahe hain.
Brahma is saying.
Pehle bhi unhone
first he is offered some prayers.
Ye Vrindavan ke sambandh mein suna.
We have heard about Vrindavan that.
Kaisa Vrindavan hai?
What kind of place it is?
जहाँ पर गोपियों का आपके साथ में कृष्ण ने रास किया
has performed his rasa.
सारी ऋतुओं के फूल
all the flowers
के सभी फूल
of all the climates of day or night it is blossomed now in full bloom.
कृष्ण ने बंसी कैसे
the bumblebees are hovering around and how he played his flute that all the gopis reached that place. Shankarji also came
देखना चाहते थे रास
wants to see रास but
गोपियों ने उनको रोक दिया था वृंदावन के दरवाजे पर ही
डोर स्टेप ऑफ वृंदावन
उन्होंने कहा जी कैसे हम रास देख सकेंगे
हाउ कैन आई सी रास
पौर्णिमासी जी की
बाय द मर्सी ऑफ पौर्णिमासी इफ यू सर्व हर प्लीज हर
बहुत दिनों तक उनकी आराधना की
ही वर्शिपड हर
आराधना के पास
एंड देन देयर आफ्टर योगमाया अपीयर्ड
क्या चाहते हो
वुड यू रिक्वायर I want to have darshan of Rasa Leela. Taking his hand with force, she dunked him in the water of Brahmakund.
And
he emerged from that water as Gopi. Sit in this place, but you have not taken birth in a gopi's home. No gop has been married to her. No husband she has. Father-in-law, mother-in-law also of course she didn't have. Where she would have taken birth, that village is also not there. Gopis are asking, what is the name of your husband? If she would have been married, she could have told. From which village are you from? Who is your father-in-law, mother-in-law? Nothing she can answer.
Then
they punched her on her cheeks and her face became swollen like Malpua. This. Sweet. Oh, then Purnamasi appeared there. She is recipient of my mercy. Please be please accept her. Then the gopis accepted her, gave her mercy. And Krishna gave her a blessing. Whoever wants to have darshan of my pastimes in Vrindavan, you be merciful on them and provide them qualification, and unqualified persons, keep them far away. In such Vrindavan,
जन्म किमत पटप्यम जज गोकुले पी कतमंग्र जजो विशेकम जजीवित्यंतु निखिलं भगवान मुकुंद सत्यापि जतपदर जह सुतुर मेव मिक्यन ब्रह्मा जी का
ब्रह्मा जी सिंह
श्रुतियां भी
श्रुति इज आल्सो
जिनके चरण की धूलि को आज तक नहीं ढूंढ पा रही है.
They cannot search the dust of her lotus feet, that Mukund of his lotus feet. Today also the Shrutis are
ढूंढ रही है चरण की धूलि.
Searching for that dust of that Mukund's lotus feet.
Mukund कौन?
Who is Mukund?
Mukund जिनके जीवन प्राण धन सब कुछ है.
Mukund for them is life and soul, those Brajavasis, amongst them also especially the gopis. If any of those Gokulvasis I can get the dust of their lotus feet, my life will become successful, life after life will become successful. In the first shlok, before this shlok, he had offered prayers. Oh Master,
जेनाम एको अपि हवत जनानाम भूत्वा दिसेमि तौपादम. हे नाथ,
ओ मास्टर, इन दिस लाइफ और इन सम अदर लाइफ,
अथवा पशु पक्षी की इत्यादि,
मे बी इन द स्पीशीज ऑफ लाइफ ऑफ बर्ड्स और एनिमल्स इन व्हाटएवर स्पीशीज, मे दिस फॉर्चुनेट दिस फॉर्चुन कम टू मी दैट आई मस्ट मे बिकम योर दास, वन ऑफ योर सर्वेंट्स, एंड सर्व यू इन सम कैपेसिटी. So that time, why? Because that's why he is describing in this shloka further that in this world or in Gokul one, in any life, as a tree or creeper or other lower species, I will consider my great fortune that of the Gokul Vasis, of the Braj Vasis, if it falls on my head. Especially, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying,
Gokulepi.
First Brahma ji thought, if somehow I take birth in Vrindavan, then so easily I would have attained this fortune of the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis or Brajavasis. Krishna said, it's not possible for you. You are not qualified for this. What austerity have you performed to attain such a high position of birth in Vrindavan? Then Brahma ji is saying further, Gokulepi. Even if in Gokul I take birth, what kind of birth? Nand Baba and others, suppose I take birth as the sweepers who are cleaning the toilets. Their just job is to clean the toilets, throw the stool far away. So after doing this work, they rub on some stone their soles of their feet. If that stone I become, which the ladies are cleaning the toilet, if I become such a stone, then also my life will be considered successful. Such is this Vrindavan Dham.
Through this,
through Now Uddhav ji and
Brahma ji
prayers, there is little difference, gradation in them. Uddhav ji also prayed,
Asamaho Charano Renu, all these words.
Maybe if I get any of the Gokulvasis grains of their lotus feet, dust of their lotus feet, and here Uddhav ji is praying for the gopis, dust of the lotus feet. Renu, he is used the singular. Who's Radhika ji? He is mentioning Radhika only, because it has been used in singular case, so there is a difference between these two prayers. If suppose somebody says, or maybe Krishna might say, you are Brahma, you reside in Satyalok, you are in such a high post, and you want to take birth in Gokul, what will you achieve by this? What will you achieve? There are so many opulences there. All the demigods are worshipping you. What will you get here? In answer to this, he is saying, I don't need a position as a Brahm. I don't need such birth.
In
Brahma, gopis will not go there, Brahma Lok. So how can I decorate myself with the dust of the lotus feet? That's why I want to take birth in Vrindavan, in this Gokul Vasis, residents of Gokul. If I decorate myself with the dust of one of the residents of Gokul, my life will become successful. Abhishek, what it means? Abhishek means the dust from the lotus feet is very pure. By taking bath in that dust, it will be superior to taking bath in all the holy places. Nothing remains then. So I want such qualification to worship your lotus feet. Why do you want to require for the birth as tree or creeper? Maybe why don't you pray for becoming a Gokul male or female? This is not possible for me. Not possible. Shrutis are the guru of Brahm. If Shrutis are desiring the dust of the lotus feet, then how it will be possible for me to have any other sort of birth? Especially Bhagavan, Aishwarya, Madhurya, Sandarya, Karunya. He means to say that Krishna, he has all beauty, sweetness, mercy, he has all these qualities. That is why Bhagwan Mukund, he brings auspiciousness to all the Brajavasis. Means what kind of life they have. Krishnamaya, their own life is complete of meditating, thinking, working, serving Krishna. They are only Krishnamaya. All their life, internally and externally. That is why I am the disciple of the Shrutis, Brahmaji is saying. That is why that what is rare for the Shrutis, how it is possible for me to achieve a birth of a human birth in the Braj. So that's why I cannot pray for human birth in Gokul or Braj. If suppose a very poor man desires a kingdom, then people consider him crazy. If I take birth as a tree or If I will desire a human form of birth in Gokul, people will laugh at me. It's better that I pray only for a birth as a tree or creeper. Translation, Damodar Maharaj.
Therefore, we are continuing from last night's lecture from Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sri Sanatana Goswami, The Glories of Sadhu Sangha. Therefore, Brahmaji, first he prayed to Vrindavan. First he had only heard of the glories of Vrindavan and how Radha and Krishna performed their Rasleela. Therefore, Shankar had developed a greed. He had heard also how on the night of Rasleela, all the different varieties of flowers fully blossomed, even at night. The bees provided a nice background. And Krishna called the gopis by his flute sound. When Shankar ran there, the gopis checked him. And he asked them how I can enter Rasleela. Then the gopi said, if you please, Purnamasi, by your austerities, then it is possible. Therefore Mahadev went to Purnamasi, Devi, and she took his hand and by force pushed him into Brahma Kund. And when he came out, she was a gopi. But he had not taken birth in the family of any Brijavasi, nor had he married a gopa. Neither did he have residence in Brajamandal. What to speak of having a mother-in-law or father-in-law. So when the gopis asked his identity by inquiring, what is the name of your husband? What is the name of your village? And he could not answer, the gopis began beating him. Therefore his cheeks became reddish and puffed like a Malpua. Then he began crying. Krishna said, do not beat him. He is the object of my mercy. Gopishwar Mahadev. So Krishna gave him the blessing that he may stand at the entrance of Rasleela, so by his grace one may enter. Such is the glories of our Vrindavan. Therefore, Lord Brahmaji, he prayed, Tad Bhuri Bhagyam Eha Janma Atavya Yad Gokulam Katamangri Rajomi Shekam Yastu Nikilam Bhagavan Makundas Tvadadhyapi Sridhavi Pichurameva. Brahmaji prayed, what to speak of me? Even the personified Vedas, the Shrutis, are also looking for the foot dust of Sri Krishna and the gopis that they cannot find. Who are the Brijavasis? The Brijavasis are those persons whom Mukunda is their very life and soul. Krishna belongs to the Brijavasi. He is their only wealth. And amongst the Brijavasis, the gopis are especially so. Therefore, Brahmaji said, if I could get the foot dust of the gopis, my life would be most successful. Then in his next prayer, he prayed, Te astu na te buri bhago. O Bhagawan, if in this birth, or in the next birth, or in the birth after that, I could appear as even an animal or an insect in this Brajamandal, if I could become the servant of your servant, then I may have a chance for the service of the Lord. Then we prayed in this world, what to speak of Gokul, Goloka Vrindavan, if in this world I could appear even in a very low form of life, such as a tree or a shrub, then I could achieve the foot dust of the gopis. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary says, Brahmaji was thinking, in Vrindavan, Brahmaji is thinking, and maybe he is asking Krishna, in Vrindavan I can easily get the chance of getting the dust of the feet of the gopis. But Krishna may answer, Brahmaji, that is not for you. You are not so qualified to appear in Vrindavan. Then Brahmaji said, maybe I can take birth in Gokul, where Krishna does his childhood leelas. And Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, what birth he prayed to take? In Nanda Baba's house, the low class ladies who used to carry the stools Now it's wet toilet, flushing system, but that time it was dry system. There were those low caste women who carried a stool from the palace of Nanda Baba. And after throwing the stool at a distant place, they come home and they clean their feet upon one stone. Then Brahmaji says, I hope I can take birth as one of those stones. And Guru said, just see the glories of Brajamandal. Therefore he is praying for any relationship with Vrindavan, especially with the residents of Vrindavan. If I can make some connection with the servants of Bhagawan Mukunda, then definitely I will get a chance to perform a lot of service for the Lord. Therefore there is a bit of difference between the prayers of Brahmaji and the prayers of Uddhavji. Sri Uddhavji prayed, Asamaho Chadarenu Jusamaham Sham Vrindavanam Kimapi Latao Kurmao Sharinam. Also he prayed, Vande Nanda Vrajasrinam Padarenam Abhiksatam. Brahmaji prayed in a general sense for the foot dust of Brijabasis. But Uddhavji, he specifically prayed, he specifically gave dandavats to one speck of foot dust on the feet of one gopi. Because one speck of foot dust cannot be on the feet of many gopis. Therefore Uddhav was a little bit more, or a lot more one-pointed. Therefore Krishna may ask Brahmaji, you are Lord Brahma, you are the guru for all the demigods, they all worship you, why would you ask for a low birth? What is the benefit for you? What will you achieve by taking this? Then Brahmaji replies, taking birth as Lord Brahma is not necessary, because then I'll have to be in Brahmalok, the abode of Brahma. So in the abode of Brahma, in Brahmalok, there's no gopis, therefore there's no chance of getting any foot dust. Therefore birth in Brajamandal is good, because what will I get? I will get the foot dust of the Brijabasis. He prayed for to have his head abhishekt, means to be completely bathed by the foot dust of the Brijabasi. What does abhishekt mean? It means here to become completely pure. Like one takes bath in the water of all the holy tirthas, one becomes purified. Therefore he is praying that I may achieve the purification to enable me to achieve the qualification to perform service in the mood of the Brijabasis. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna may ask again, then why would you take birth? Why would you pray to take birth as a low tree or a blade of grass? What's wrong with praying to become like in a human form, like any gopa gopi? Then Brahmaji said, I'm afraid I am not qualified to take birth as like in a human form in Brajamandal. Because Brahma is the guru of the Vedas. The Vedas come from his mouth. Therefore all the Shrutis personified are the disciples of Veda. Therefore Brahmaji prayed in his first verse. He said that even the personified Vedas cannot find the foot dust of the gopis. And the personified Vedas are my disciples. So even they cannot get, then what to speak of me? Then he said, for all those reasons I am not qualified to take birth in a human form. Who are the Brijabasis? The Brijabasis are those who Yastu Nikilam Bhagavan Mukundas. They are Brijabasi are completely Krishnamoyi. Krishnamoyi means inside, outside, they know nothing else except the service of Krishna. Therefore for all these reasons Brahmaji prayed to take a low birth.
He spoke something opposite about Vedas being the disciples of Brahmaji.
Okay, the personified Vedas are the gurus of even Brahmaji.
Brahmaji began to pray further.
हे देव, सर्व फल स्वरूप आप से अधिक और कुछ नहीं, उतना
nothing is higher than achieving you. Putana wanted to kill you by smearing poison on her breast, but she adopted the form of her mother. Because of this form, not only Putana, all the Bakasur, Agasur, all her family members
सबको ही
एवरीबडी
कृष्ण ने आत्मदान किया है
लिबरेटेड ही गेव हिमसेल्फ टू देम
आत्मदान कर
आत्मदान
गिविंग माने
इन चैरिटी हिमसेल्फ
वैसे
ऑल्दो आत्मदान मींस
ही
भात्री उचित मींस मदर लाइक पोजीशन ही गेव टू पूतना
कृष्ण को ही अपने को देना
दिस इज मीनिंग दिस इज लाइक कृष्णा गिविंग हिमसेल्फ टू हर दैट्स व्हाई इट इज सेड
जिन गोपियों ने
दोस गोपीज
अपना घर धन मनपुर पति
वो हैव लेफ्ट देयर होम्स फैमिली मेंबर्स
प्राण
लाइफ सोल माइंड सन एवरीथिंग फॉर योर प्रेम योर लव दे हैव abandoned everything the social etiquettes arya dharma they have left even shyness the jewel of the ladies that also what can you give to such gopis how can you repay their debt this putana others you have given yourself to the
the
minister of putana I am worrying that what will, can you give to such people bro ब्रह्मा जी कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड वॉट कैन ही गिव रियली दैट्स वाई ही ऑलवेज रिमेन्स इंडेटेड टू देम एंड थ्रू हिज ओन माउथ ही हैज ऑल्सो सेड वंचा कल्पतरु
Brahmaji is thinking. Even Putana came dressed as a mother and with poison on her breast, she tried to kill you. Because of that simple act as dressing like a mother, then what you speak of giving Putana a place in Goloka Vrindavan like a mother, like a nurse. But even Krishna gave himself to demons that were related to Putana, like Agasur and Bakasur. Says Krishna, Atmadan gave himself. Also, Atmadan means he gave a position in his own dham. Therefore, the gopis, they have given their life, or the Brijavasis, sorry, have given their life, their bodies, all the objects within their possessions, their relatives, family members like wives, sons and children. Even they have given up the Arja Dharma, the behavior of respectable persons, qualities like shame, shyness. They have given all these, surrendered all these to you simply out of their affection for you and to achieve your priti, your love. Therefore, Brahmaji is thinking, you gave such a thing to Putana who just came as your mother. Then Brahmaji is thinking, what will I get? But Brahmaji, even though he is so intelligent, he could not conceive what he will achieve.
कल हम लोग बस से सवेरे 5 बजे
Tomorrow we will
निकलेंगे
at 5 o'clock.
खेलन
My bus will go to Khelan one, Khelan forest, first of all.
वहाँ पर गोपी घाट.
There, Gopi Ghat.
पासी में राम घाट.
Nearby Ram Ghat.
राम की
रासलीला स्थली ऑफ
बालदेव
जी बिहार वन नियर बाय
और
एंड
निकट ही में तपोवन
नियर बाय आल्सो तपोवन
लौट करके अक्षय
रिटर्निंग विल कम टू अक्षय वन एंड गरुड़ गोविंद चीर घाट
कात्यायनी देवी का
कात्यायनी देवी दर्शन
और फिर वहां से
फ्रॉम देयर
वत्सवन
वत्सवन
और लौटते समय में गरुड़ गोविंद
At the time of return, Garud Govind, etc., these very special places, ordinary people do not go to such places generally. These are very special pastime places of Krishna, that's why everybody will go to these places, have darshan.
আমার এই রিপোর্ট এলো কোনে ব্রহ্মচারী প্রভু ওখানে গিয়ে ঝগড়া করেছেন আমার নিবেদন
ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু কন্টিনিউ প্রভু
যে গাড়ি টাইপ আছেন তিনি সমস্ত যাত্রীকে দেখবেন
ঈশ্বর প্রভু
কি ওখানে কোনো অসুবিধা সৃষ্টি করতে হবে না নরনা
এরিবো ঈশ্বর প্রভু
তার সকালে আসবেন ইউ
ওয়ান্ট টু কন্টিনিউ
জায়গা থাকবে বিশেষ করে 15 নম্বর বাসনে জায়গা ছিল ওখানে আপনাকে বসিয়ে দেওয়া হবে এর জন্য কোনো চিন্তা করবেন না। হরে কৃষ্ণ
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow we will go again by bus, as Srila Gurudev just announced. We request all of you to cooperate like the previous bus days. Those who are on standby, who do not have a car, who haven't registered properly, if you have been on the buses in the previous days, don't take it for granted that again you can come on the bus. More devotees have arrived, and we will first serve those who have properly registered. We request you to register. Those who want to spend even 5 days or 10 days, speak with Tilak Rash on the registration board. Then I would like to request 2 devotees to help Vijay Prabhu. Who is helping to put up the banners around the morning? Who is doing the Indra Bhushan Prabhu? Can one devotee stand up and so that he can help Indra Bhushan Prabhu in the morning? Banners have to be put on all the buses. Okay. Come to Prabhu, and your name? Jagamohan. Okay, Jagamohan Prabhu and Kamalakam Prabhu. At 4 o'clock, 4:30, come to kitchen Gurudev's quarters, and there you can pick up the banners with Indra Bhushan Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow, Srila Gurudev is asking me to announce to all the devotees that tomorrow is the appearance day of Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, who is the sannyas guru of Nityalila Pravishta Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, very prominent acharya in our line and intimate godbrother of Srila A.C. Bhakti Dr. Swami Maharaj. So we will be going on parikrama as usual, first thing in the morning, but we'll try to come back a little bit early so that the devotees can prepare for the evening program. And in the evening, we'll have a pushpanjali for Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Arati and Guru Puja, and many devotees will offer their pushpanjali, and also Srila Gurudev, of course, will speak on the glories of Srila Sridhar Maharaj tomorrow evening. So we request all the devotees to come here promptly after the parikrama. We'll try to come back a little bit early so devotees have a chance to get ready. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I am requesting Western devotee, if there is space, please let other to ride on that bus. Last time I think there enough room was in number 11 and 15. So wherever seat left over, let other also to go with you. Hare Krishna.
Doctor, every evening doctor is available. Those of you who have problems with your health, Dr. Premai, she will be sitting in the room just